Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Are you a sales hero or a sales henchman? Today, we're going to talk about how not letting one judo chop from a customer stop you. Have you ever watched one of those superhero movies and noticed how the henchmen fight? They give it one good try, but one swift judo chop and they crumple to the ground. Meanwhile, our hero in the movie is judo chopped, kicked, shot, falls off buildings, survives car crashes, and is oftentimes blown up. Does it stop him? Heck no. He's so calm and collected that he survives it all and still able to attend a cocktail party that evening. As a sales manager and a sales coach, I see the same thing happen with salespeople. They have great intentions as they head out on sales calls, armed with the best tools and training on their products. However, the first objection, or our customer's version of a judo chop, and our salesperson plays the part of a henchman by crumpling to the ground. They'll say, "I gave it my best shot, but that prospect is a price buyer. He has a sweetheart deal from their current supplier," or "buys from ABC and we can't compete with their pricing," or "said he was happy with what he is doing and not interested." Well, how do we react when we run across this farmer? Well, we stop calling on them or we don't go see them for a long time, slayed by that one judo chop. Tough financial times for farmers will create tough times for salespeople. This means more salespeople will be out there calling on farmers and failing like henchmen in a superhero movie. Justifiably, selling today is not as easy as it was, and certainly no one can blame a salesperson for not wanting to stick it out in tough selling environments. Well, my opinion of that is good. The more the farmer slays your competitors with their price resistance judo chop, the more opportunity there is for you to develop relationships. Here are two important thoughts you need to keep in mind before you go down without a fight. First, your prospects are looking for a sales hero. Yes, the prospects in your territory, the ones that delivered that judo chop, despite their price objections and their cantankerous attitudes, are actually rooting for you to succeed and be a hero. And why? Because sales heroes help them. They buy from them. Sales heroes stick around and have more experience to pull from and help the customer. They have figured out how their company works, how the customer's farmer agribusiness works, and how to match the two up. Henchmen add zero value to a farmer, despite their best efforts to turn every salesperson that turns down their driveway into one. Well, why do producers do this? Well, it's simple. It's because they are busy and they are called on by an army of seed, feed, fertilizer, crop insurance, and equipment salespeople, just to name a few. So they'd rather deliver a judo chop and get rid of you and get back to the business of farming. Well, the second reason it's so important is you need to persist after a producer tries to get you off the farm is that your company is also looking for a sales hero. I know it can seem like the office or the manufacturing facility is not as helpful to selling as much as you would like. However, they need you to be a hero and win the sale. Remember, nothing happens until something is sold. Mixers don't mix, pellet mills don't pellet, baggers don't bag, forklifts don't lift, and trucks don't truck until you persist and make a sale. One of the keys to figuring out how to move from henchman to hero is knowing how to differentiate. If it's a cold call, you have about 30 seconds to sound different and get the next 3 minutes of a farmer's attention. And in that next 3 minutes, you need to again differentiate from all the other salespeople in order to have that 30-minute appointment or get an appointment to come back later. To reinforce how important this is, I have added a section of my sales workshops titled The Four Whys. And if you're interested in learning how that can help you or your team, please reach out. Persistence on farm calls is tougher than it has been in a long time. Producers are not in a good mood. However, this is exactly why they need you now more than ever before. So don't be discouraged by their negativity. They're actually rooting for you to survive their judo chops and be a hero. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.